Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. A big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country of ours. Thank you for the work that you do, and it is voice for our people. So do utilise it, you mob. I'd like to open up the show to give out love, thoughts and prayers going out to family members of the incident that happened down at Bondi Beach, shooting, live updates, and gunmen were father and son, apparently, and 16 people dead, including the father. More injured, a rabbi named as victim, and I believe a 10-year-old girl as well. So attack deemed a terrorist incident. So like I said, on behalf of Bumma Brippin Media, National Talk Black, thoughts, prayers going out to family. This is not the way we live here on the Big Island, Australia. And love and respect always. Oh, a multicultural country. There it is, you know. So it's about love and respect. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Too late to get down. There's no way.
little problem, have we? Never mind. You leave it all with us. We have the most advanced experiments in the world to make you better.
He's a modern doctor of psychiatry, and he's trained in Australian psychotherapy. And when something was, he says, bother me. He's a modern doctor of psychiatry. There's no money for research in psychiatry, but lots of money made by the drug companies. And the drugs bother you up physically, and there's never any help for the family. He's a modern doctor of psychiatry, and he's trained in Freudian psychotherapy. And when something was, he says, bother me. He's a modern doctor of psychiatry. Most hospital admission in all countries are for those disturbed emotionally. With a rising cost to society, but no money for research in psychiatry.
This one hurt a little bit. Oops.
From the homeless in the world cities, and they're ostracized by society, and the sick keep suffering needlessly, cause there's very little funding for the agencies. He's a modern doctor of psychiatry, and he's trained in Freudian psychotherapy. All alone he thinks something's bothering me, cause he's nobody.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Before, and I'll see you again.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Upstrong. As I open up the show this morning, I did give thoughts, loves and prayers again to family members down there in Sydney at Bondi who've lost loved ones along the way in regard to that disgusting shooting that went on down there at Bondi. And actually, I do have a caller from Sydney who'd like to talk about that incident on the line. I believe we've got Deba. Deba, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bala. Good, thanks. Good.
Brother, just confirming again, your name, Deba?
Deba Powell, P-A-U surname.
Powell, okay, Deba. So, brother, let's talk about, you want to talk about the Sydney incident, yep?
Yes, it happened about 6:45 yesterday evening. I mean, we 1 hour ahead of you guys, we're on daylight saving, right?
Yeah,
and I was just walking across the road to the shop, and I was speaking to the bus driver, we were talking, and he asked me, he said, "Aren't you working today?" I said, "No, it's my day off."
Mm.
And as I was talking to him, you can hear that pop, 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 like a gunshot.
So you are in Sydney and you were at Bondi when you, is what you're talking about, yeah?
Not Bondi. I'm up the hill and I'm looking down towards the beach.
Okay, thank you. Right, yep, thank you. And you heard the pop, 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 yep.
Yeah, and he looked at me and said, "That's not a car going off. It sounds like a gunshot." I said, "No, because it's still a lot of people at the beach at that time of the evening." Eh?
Yeah.
There's heaps of people.
That's right, yes.
And as we walk out of the bus and we stand on and we look out, we can see people running and screaming.
And then it dawned on you that they were gunshots?
Yes, and he said to me, "Brother, I'm going to call 000. This is terrible. This is something happening down there."
Yes.
Once you call 000, I think in a matter of 10, 15 minutes, Bondi, there's a police station down in Bondi Beach, but it's only manned by a couple of police.
Okay, like right. Yep.
The majority up in Waverley, the police station in Waverley.
And so where you were, can you look down on Bondi Beach? You were up pretty high, were you?
Yeah, because I'm just down. Only take me about five minute walk across the road from my place, and I'm down on the beach.
Okay, rightio. Just horrific, isn't it?
Oh, terrible. Mm. And then a couple of people just come up on the beach. They said, "Look, there's something happening down there. I think someone gets shot."
Yeah.
And then we can see it. And in a matter of 10 to 15 minutes, there's about 6 police cars arrived. And then the ambulance is...
So did you look at it unfold? Did you see the so-called shooters on that walkway bridge?
Well, the overhead bridge, we can see it. We're standing on the ridge.
Okay.
And it's from Campbell Parade. You can walk across the bridge on Campbell Parade and down to, we'll call it Queen Elizabeth Drive, you know, down to Bondi Beach.
Okay, yep. So can you see that bridge that we're talking about, Debbie?
Yes.
So did you see the actual shooters? Father and son.
Yes, we saw the two guys were standing, and the bus driver told me, said, "Those guys are there. I think they got the gun."
Yeah, gotcha.
And I said, "Oh," he said, "Oh, mate," he said, "this is terrible," and you can see people running, and that's when the police, you know, but it was chaos. I got
goosebumps in my back of my head, with my head standing up, brother.
I like, you know, to see it like you can practically say see it up close. And
horrific.
And he said, "Mate, I'm going to get in the bus." And then his Sydney bus transit people, they call him. They say, "Shut the bus down and get the hell out of there."
Yeah.
There's no traffic. There's no bus traffic down Bondi Beach.
Mm.
So we were standing, and he said, "No, I'm just see how it's going to unfold."
And so did you, after all, did you see all the police come? Did you stay for the whole incident? Did you observe everything, and Dibby?
Yeah, I stayed there from 10 to 7 until about 8:30.
Yeah. Horrific.
And there were still people on the beach. There were still people in the water swimming.
Yeah. I saw people on surfboards sitting in the water. And I'm thinking, I'll be paddling out. You know what I mean? Exactly.
They didn't realize this was a shooting.
Yeah, gotcha, yes.
And I think about 15, 20 minutes later, the police helicopter arrived, you know.
Okay.
And they were running. The police were running on the with a hailer, telling people to get out of the water.
Yeah.
But people, I think they don't hear it. They didn't get the message. There were some of them still, because there's a good, nice, good waves. They're surfing waves, you know.
Yeah, but you've been two minds. If you're thinking, well, the shooter's over there shooting people, I'm in the water. You'd probably be thinking it's best for me to continue out in the water. You wouldn't know where to go, where to run, where to hide, and you don't know where the shooters come from.
The police and the lifeguard.
Yes.
The police and the lifeguard, they were running on the beach with their bloody beach buggy, calling people to get out of the water.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, of course. Well, it's all panic stations, of course, you know.
Oh, it was. I'd never seen things like that before.
I never seen,
you know. Some people, I think they were stunned because they didn't know what's happened. They were standing there watching.
Yes. Yep.
Other people were attending to the people. I was just about to walk down to the surf club, and the cops looked at me and said, mate, get off.
Yeah.
Get back up there.
Okay. Yep,
don't ever come down here.
Yep.
And he said, just go. Don't move.
Mm. So what time did you do that? About 8:30?
No, about 8:15.
Oh, 8:15. Okay, Roddy. Yep. Okay.
And then about 8:30, the bus driver.
Well, by that time, it was all over, wasn't it, Deba? Sorry.
It was going until about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Yep.
And the bus driver said, mate, I don't think I'm going to get home. So I told him, I said, you can come and bed down at my place if you want to.
Yeah.
He said, oh, no, I live in Leppington. That's way out. That's nearly 2 hours out of Sydney.
Yeah. All right. How long have you been down in Sydney there, Deba?
Pardon?
How long you been in Sydney?
Oh, brother, I moved down here in 1970.
Oh, okay. So you're local then, brother.
Yes.
And where are you from, my brother? Power, up top,
eh? I'm from my mom is a Somerset tribe from Darnley Island.
Eru. Oh, Darnley, Eru. Yeah, connection here, my brother. Well, big SO, Bala. Thank you for the yarn and the call. And like I said, this is horrific. This is not the country that we grew up in. This is not how we live, and we love and respect all cultures, you know. We're number one for that, you know, my Bala.
That's true. Yeah, very true there, Bala, very true. I listen to your show. I listen to the station nearly every day, you know.
Thank you, my brother, thank you.
Yeah.
And what work do you do, brother?
I'm a train driver for Sydney Train.
Ah, congratulations, brother. Yeah. So look, it's so horrific. So we're talking about 16 dead, including one of the shooters, which is the father and son, and the father has deceased, and also I believe a 10-year-old, a rabbi as well. And like I said, and 14 December is the celebration until the 26th of of the Jewish community, and us celebrating NAIDOC. You know what I mean? It's a time of gathering and celebration and respecting of culture. You know, this is so, so very sad, you know.
Including two police
as well, injured. Yeah, that's right, yes.
Yes.
I saw footage of a police officer sitting down. It looked like a young police officer with his head in his lap after the incident. And so there could be a young new recruiter witnessing,
they just come out of the academy.
Exactly.
They had a big,
scarred for life, brother. Scarred for life, yes.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing, yeah.
Well, my brother, thank you very much for your call. And look, it is sad. Thoughts and prayers going out to family members. You stay strong, my brother. Keep in touch. Keep doing them deadly trains, my brother. And good to be yarning with you, eh?
Thank you, Bala. All the best for Christmas, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yawo. Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yawo.
Yawo. Oh. Beautiful yarn there. That's Deba Powell, TSI Bala from up there, Arab, Darnley Island. I've been in Sydney, and he drives trains down in Sydney. Been down there, he said, for about 17 years. But look, it's very sad. He witnessed what was going on, and he's up on the ridge and talking to a bus driver, actually, getting ready to catch a bus. And the bus driver said to him, gee, that sounded like a car going off, you know, and then he also said, in actual fact, it sounds like gunshots. And sure enough, here we are, the horrific shooting that went on at Bondi late yesterday afternoon. And 16 people dead, one including one of the shooters, who's the father of the son. It was the father and son that were doing the incident with the guns. And look, hats off to all the professionals and police and ambulance and what have you, and even a couple of people. So one gentleman there who jumped in to grab the gentleman with the rifle, the brother with the rifle, there it is. So just all hands on deck, very sad. And I lost a 10-year-old as well. So, like I said, thoughts and prayers are going out to family. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, have your say, and Yarn Up Strong, all ears here for your yarn. Thank you, National Talk Black. Yeah, beautiful track there. Faith in You. That's the Namakar Karawa here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Disability Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Now, given the doom and gloom of the world, here's a fresh, uplifting story about how young Queenslanders can break into the investment market without fear, confusion, or needing thousands of dollars to begin with. We're going to talk to Shelby Clark, a young Queenslander who tried to start investing in her early 20s and quickly realised the system wasn't built for her generation. Instead of giving up, she built a solution. So this month, Shelby from Brisbane launched Arcus, is the name of the organisation, trademark, a new investment platform designed for first-time investors and who can clarity, transparency and confidence. So with Arcus, anyone can start investing from as little as $1. $1. So with that, we're going to catch up with Yarn with Shelby Clark, GPS Investment Fund Limited, Chief Operating Officer. And we have Shelby on the line. Shelby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So investing, there it is. Well, it's about getting your money work for you instead of you work for your money. And investing is a good way of doing it. So tell us about Arcus, who owns it, how to start. And then let's go into what Arcus is all about.
Yeah, no worries, thanks. So Arcus is the newest investment fund from GPS Invest, and we built it to be more accessible, less jargon, easy to understand, with the idea of getting more people into investing sooner. Because previously it was really restricted to people who already had wealth And we just thought, you know what, everybody should get a crack.
Well, why not? Exactly. Make it a level playing ground, you could say.
Yeah.
Now, when we're talking about investing, Shelby, are we talking about investing, were we talking about Bitcoin, or are we talking about real estate, or what are we talking about with Arcus?
Yeah, so we invest in, it's called registered first mortgages is the fancy word for it, but pretty much you invest in unit and townhouse developments in Southeast Queensland. So developers come to us and want to build a unit block, and we lend them the money to do so, and then we use investors to have those projects come to life.
Okay, now you're talking about as little as $1. So you can build on that, start, beginning's half done, build on that and to invest in how much money that you want to invest. And what about talking to the people, the so-called potential investors, the ROI, the return on investment, and how much can we invest? Paint that picture, please, Shelby.
Yeah, no worries. So, yeah, it is built to start with as little as a dollar, and then you can contribute as often and as much as you like. So we've got investors that do $5 a week or $100 a month. Whatever is available, you can put into Arcus and build it. At the moment, the rate for it is 6.5% per annum, and it's paid out monthly. So then what you can do is have it like compound on top of itself. So you leave it in there to reinvest, and that just keeps working for you more and more each month.
Fantastic. And so how do we go about it? You got a web page or how do people invest?
Yeah. So you can go to gpsinvest.com.au and go to the Arcus page within that website, and you can apply online through there. It's easy as, takes about 5 minutes. We do a little bit of an ID check, and that's it. Done and done. Right. Straight to me.
Fantastic. So when you put the money in, and as the so-called development is built and people are living in there, renting in there, we're talking about an ongoing residual income, money coming in every month as the payment comes in. Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, what we do is we will fund the project while it's being built, and then once the units are built and they've been sold off, the developer repays us, and then we reuse that money into another development. So you're never sitting in one thing for, say, more than 2 years. We keep that money moving across all of the developments that we've got going at the time.
So if you've got a development happening, we invest in that development. Once it's built and it's bought and it's rented out, then the money comes back. And then when you do another development, that's a new investment, or are you still with the first development, or does it work that way?
No, so it could be, so normally once the developer repays us, that loan is then complete, and they might move on and do another project or not, but we will keep the money moving between all of our developments. So we have about 24 to 26 happening at any one time, and then we just cycle all of the Arcus money through those.
All right, fantastic. So you can, well, getting your money work for you, and you can do this while over and above your JOB, or if you've got a business running, you're building.
Yep.
They said that, I think it was Richard Branson said that empires are built after arrows. So on the side, you've got this happening, and this building, then you're creating wealth creation for yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the point. It should be easy, set and forget, let it do its thing in the background, and then you can worry about what else you've got to do in your day.
Is there a phone number we can call to have conversations with, Shelby?
Yeah, absolutely. You can give me a call on 07-3154-0020.
Okay, again, 07-3154-0020. 20. All right, the number again, 07-3154-0020. Give Shelby a call if you're looking at investing. It's about knowledge, isn't it? Getting the information, knowledge. Knowledge is power. Well, I say potential power. You still need to act on it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Try and make it as easy as possible.
Shelby, nice talking with you. Thank you very much. All the best. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Shelby Clark, her name is. GPS Investment Fund Limited, Chief Operating Officer Shelby Clark. And look, there's an opportunity for you to invest. So you can begin with as little as $1. So go a mile, see a mile, get your money working for you. Do give them a call, 07-3154-0020, or check out gpsinvestment.com.au and look for Arcus, A-R-K-U-S, and you can Google it that way, get the information. But look, it's worth checking out. We're talking about the industry in regarding housing. look, is at a low time low in regarding they need more houses. So we're talking about more development happening. Well, that's a space for the vision for the future. It'd be a good investment. So do check it out. But do your homework first. Very important. And get your money working for you. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And that deadly number is 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Well, Dan was a man. He brought up on the land.
That's my countryside. Well, Rumpy Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country. That's BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM. And we've got Cross the Nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. All right, Too Deadly Mob. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with a deadly sister. We're talking Ash Barty. And look, we're talking world number one in women's singles. Held the ranking for 121 consecutive weeks. Three-time Grand Slam singles champion. French Open 2019. Wimbledon 2021. And Australian Open 2022. And now she's ambassador for the first five forever. And she's visiting Cherbourg for Christmas holidays. And we have Ash Barty on the line. Ash, good morning, sister. You there? Hello, Ash. No, Ash. Hey, whack it back to me, Ash. Playing tennis here on the phone. Give me a call back. Ash Barty, we'll have a yarn with her and talk about what she's doing. But look, a sporting legend she is. And Ashley Barty, AO, will visit Cherbourg and for a special first five forever Christmas story time with local families. So that's the hat she wears. And the first five forever ambassador will share important messages from State Library of Queensland's successful free play-based learning initiative. And we'll try again. Ash Barty on the line. Ash, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, sister. I hit it over to you, but it was dead. And then you hit it back. So we're yarning, playing tennis on the phone. Good to be yarning with you. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from, please.
From Narrago, down near Snowy Mountains. Very proud Narrago woman. And, I love being able to celebrate my heritage.
Yeah, beautiful. And that's cold country, I must add. I'm here in Cairns, far north Queensland. But you're doing some work there at Cherbourg, is that right?
Yeah, we're out at Cherbourg today at one of the Indigenous Knowledge Centres. So that was really nice to spend the morning with the kids and read some books and sing some songs and, have a good time.
Fantastic. Now, we're talking Christmas holidays as part of the First Five Forever. So just enlighten us, please, what the First Five Forever is all about, please, Ash.
Yeah, First Five Forever, I mean, it's such a good program that the State Library of Queensland initiated, a few years ago now, and it's about those first 5 years of your child's life, able to help educate them as a parent, as a guardian, to be able to help be their first teacher in life, and that's through singing and playing and talking and reading and all the things that you can do at home without anything. You can sing to your kids, you can talk to them, you can tell them about your day. Look at the trees, look at the wind, what's the wind doing, and all of the different ways that you can communicate with them to help them learn and grow and develop, develop that brain of theirs. It's going to take them to magical places.
Well, we're talking about a foundation, for our kids, and make a strong foundation you can build an empire upon. Then the future looks great in regarding their vision and what they want to be and what they want to do. But it's a team effort. The old saying, Ash, is that it takes a village to raise a child, does it not?
Absolutely it does, and it's really important to lean on the people around you to help and create an environment that's really that's really nice for these kids to grow and learn. And like you said, it's important to build that foundation right from the start, and that's what First Five Forever really nurtures, those first 5 years in your child's life, to be able to help them grow and put them in good stead to find out what their dreams are and where this wild journey, I suppose, of life will take them.
Exactly. Now, First Five Forever, you've been ambassador. How long have you been on board as ambassador, Ash?
Yeah, a few years now, which has been great. It's been nice to do some really cool projects together. And, I've never been out to Cherbourg in my life. And now to be able to say I've come out there with the First Five Forever team was really exciting.
Beautiful. Fantastic. And so it takes you around the country, which is great. And like I said, catching up with mob there at Cherbourg, first on to Cherbourg. So it's building relationships and it's an educational platform, you could say. And that's what we're doing. So to all our mob out there, deadly parents, our teachers, hats off to all of them. Like I said, a village raised a child. We're all in it together. First five. So whatever delivery you got at the table, reading to a child, talking about a story, talking about the wind is what you're saying, or talking about animals, anything that we can put on the table for the young one is so, so very important, Ash, isn't it?
Absolutely. And there's so many different ways that you can learn and, absorb that information. So I think it's really important for these kids to be able to be in an environment that they feel safe and healthy and happy, where they really can learn and absorb from their parent, the guardian, from their teacher, from those people around them that are there to help.
And with the First Five Forever, does it fall under the bracket of the State Library of Queensland? Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And different locations around the state, there are places that you can go. And I know up in Cairns, a library up there, they have First Five Forever sessions where you can take your kids as families and go and have a morning where you can really celebrate that laughing and playing and singing. I was up there late last year, up in Cairns, a beautiful library you've got up there. So I know that the First Five Forever program up in Cairns in particular is a beauty.
Thank you very much, Ash. So what are you doing in regarding tennis? You got foot in the door there still, or what are you doing in that space? You're now retired, but you're doing anything in that space?
Yeah, I still love to be involved. I still watch and keep a keen eye, and when I can get out to hit the occasional tennis ball, it is nice. But at the moment, I'm home. My priority
is absolutely my kids. I'm in the depth of those first 5 years with both of them, so I'm doing all the important things at home to make sure that we set that foundation.
Yeah, beautiful. So, look, fantastic. Thank you very much to Sharon. Great to have you on board as an ambassador for the first five forever. Enjoy the journey there. Big shout-out to Sherberg Mob, and we'll talk soon, my sister.
Beauty. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there, Ash Barty, AO, and look, First Five Forever Ambassador. So they're talking about the big shout-out to State Library of Queensland and talking about the delivery of education to our young ones. First 5 years, so, so very important, and we need to all do a bit. I always say that a child is like a piece of paper. As we walk past that piece of paper, we leave a mark. The question is, what mark are you leaving? Take that on board, your mob. Love and respect our young ones. Share the knowledge. And whatever knowledge we're talking about, especially if it's culture, fantastic. It's about education. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Living in a small town with nothing to do. Time stands still, sometimes I'm blue. A one-lane road that leads nowhere. I'm trying to get out just as fast as I can, 'cause you ain't never been nowhere until you've been to my town. Blinking lights, and one horse down. And can't keep a secret to save a life. The price you pay when rumors fly. And that's what they say, an eye for an eye. 'Cause you ain't never been nowhere until you've been to my town. Someday I'm gonna break away and leave. Gonna find a way to stand on my two feet. That's where I live. And down this road is where I find my tool. Duct tape on my boots to cover the holes. It's wear me down like I had something to lose. 'Cause you ain't never been nowhere until you've been to my town. And you don't know who I am until you come to my town.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Well, if you're ready now, it's another one. We love send out the agenda now.
Oh baby, it's alright, alright, alright. Come to me as you are. I'll be right here if you want. Oh baby, it's alright, alright, alright.
You're my brother, yeah, yeah, I give it a mic and pay. Let me write something that's in one. Taking the flow, we can rock on my mic and punch the toe. Cause it's a record, I want that body to body, Arizona, girl, I see you looking at me. So fly, you blow my mind, dynamite. No matter, give me that position, be there by your side. I touch the star and touch the flow, and they take me high. Ain't nobody else tonight, only you on site.
Baby, you can hit it up like ooh,
girl, I know.
Baby, we can hit it up,
baby. Oh, baby, it's alright, 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 alright. Oh, baby, it's alright, alright, alright. Oh, come to me as you are. I'll be right here if you want. Oh, baby, it's alright, alright, alright. See, came with your pretty lady to stuff.
Yes,
and you know what the fuck we gonna do. Get another drink that's on me. Make a little toast for you. Yes, sexy lady, you're fine.
Yeah, girl, you're fine, so fine, yeah, baby.
Just give me all of your love.
Just want the right, just one. Girl, I want to grab you, wanna take you, come. Girl, I miss you, hold my hand, yeah, come, we go. Come for me and let me know. You step up and love, love again.
Love
the way you whine, it's a matter of ten. Come on, I want to be, baby, come back again. Get that body hot, I hot, I get me, say. This for your best, for you, my baby. Girl, you the one for me, my lady. You say, I am, I go down, down, yeah. My baby is alright, so I say this,
Oh, baby, it's alright.
Same struggle for our land and sea, for our identity. While I ain't gonna be the start of the fire in the jungle, we are warriors in our prime, and we're fighting for the same struggle for our land and sea, for our identity. Come and sit by the favorite tribal fire. Tell your story, your oral history. Come and sit by the favorite tribal fire. Sing your story up and trace the steps of your dancers. Speak your ancestral lingua franca. Your language is the soul of your culture. So keep the home fires burning up. 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 Yeah. Keep the home fires burning up. Burning up. Keep the home fires burning up. Keep the home fires burning up. The whole fire's burning up. Yeah. Canada. Every tribal fire is burning up, we're gonna live it up. Every tribal fire is burning up, we're gonna live it up. Come and sit by the Pabry tribal fire. Tell your story, your oral history. Come and sit by the Pabry tribal fire. Sing your story up and trace the steps of your dancers. Speak your ancestral lingua franca. Your language is the soul of your culture. So keep the whole fires burning up. Keep the whole fires burning up. Keep the home 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 fires burning up.